Hello and welcome to number two in the Hangouts on overcoming challenges with ease. Now, if you haven't seen number one, please go back and review that, which dealt with an overview of the 5D model that is used. And this deals with why me, why I feel I'm qualified to deliver this model to assist you in your transformation. And this why me, why I'm qualified, there's two aspects to it. There's the how it's helped me in my life using this 5D model and the life experiences that I've had. And just being aware, using the model, of having that increased awareness of times in my life where I've operated out of a particular mindset, a particular archetype. So I want to share that with you and my stories, because that, without going into the gory details, but by being open and honest about times I've been this or been that, acting from those mindsets, then you'll be able to relate, hopefully, to some, if not many, of these times, these events. And so with that awareness, that acknowledgement, admitting to yourself, being open to yourself, yes, I've had something like that, I've experienced that, I've felt that way, I've had that happen to me, that will be the first step, that acknowledgement in your step towards, in your journey towards transformation, using 5D model. So let's look at the sufferer, and I'm going to be referring to the times I was the sufferer. I'm this, I that. So just go beyond the fact that I'm referring to myself all the time. I want you to take notice of the times in your life that you can relate to what I'm saying, because that's what's important here. So I was a sufferer when I was a kid, and I could recall my parents having screaming matches, and I was suffering from the fights and even the ambulance being called between my parents and between my brother and my parents. And my way of dealing with that was just to get out of there, to run up the stairs, shut myself in my bedroom, stuff cotton wool in my ears, as pretend nothing was happening. I was a sufferer when my first experience of sex was being abused, attacked, and a violent attack which lasted hours. And I police station reporting it. I was a sufferer being medically examined and cross-examined. I was a sufferer in court when I saw the photos being of the ordeal that had been taken going around the courtroom. I was a sufferer in my personal life when I was locked out of my home unjustly. I was a sufferer when I was locked out of my business unjustly. I was a sufferer when I was falsely accused of stalking. I was a sufferer when I had a number of conspiracies occurring, one on top of the other, to the point that I thought, I can't deal with this, and my system went into overload, and that expressed itself by me going deaf very quickly in both of my ears. I was a sufferer when I was cross-examined in the court, and many other times. So the relevance of this is that I want you to take note of times that you've perceived yourself as being in a situation or things that have happened to you, and that you feel that it wasn't your fault, that you had nothing to do with it, and you blame it. About forgetting, this is about forgiveness, and the 5D reality model will help you to forgive things that you perceive have happened to you, as I have done. And so that's the beauty of the work that this model goes into. But I didn't really want to be in suffering mode. I hated being in suffering mode. So suffering is all about having others pity you. So I quickly would shift into soldier mode, and that's the mode I've been operating out of predominantly in my life. And I was a soldier at the times with the sexual assault. All those times that I mentioned previously where I was a sufferer, I would quickly go into soldier mode. All those times I mentioned in my business life where I was a sufferer, I would quickly go into soldier mode, fighting back, attacking back, or defending my position with the conspiracies and so on and so forth. Now, the other place that a sufferer can go to, they can choose, instead of going to soldier mode, they can choose to go into the servant mindset or mode. And I was a servant, and this is someone who's of service, giving something of service. Now, what that could be anything. That can be, in my case, it was times in my life when I've, with colleagues, business colleagues and friends, given freely on consultations, health consultations, hypnotherapy consultation, consulting, and done that for free, not charging them, because I felt, well, they're friends and you can't charge friends. And then when they either haven't shown up on time, or they've shown up late, or very late, or they've not shown up at all, or they haven't acknowledged and been grateful. So those are times I've gone into servant mode, because I've had expectations. I haven't given freely. No, not really. I thought I was, but it was six strings attached. You have to acknowledge me. You have to recognize what I've done for you. So the servant's all about, I've done this for you and you need to do this for me in return. So there's always strings attached, and that can apply whether it's you're giving of your time, you're giving of your love, you're giving of something, you're giving money in exchange for something. You could be being the perfect wife in order to receive attention and love. It could be the perfect provider in order to have the perfect partner, the perfect wife, whatever. Now, the fourth archetype to consider is the searcher. Now, I was a searcher when I was a toddler, and I don't think I could even talk. I could cry, but I couldn't talk. And my parents lost me in this massive park, which they claimed was far from home. And they went to the police station, very distraught, filled out a report, was told to go back home, go home. And when they did, they found me there bawling my eyes out. Now, I was searching my way home. Now, although I don't remember searching, the searcher lies within the subconscious as subconscious. And the subconscious is about survival. It has that survival instinct. And so, yes, sure, I found my way home. I was searching for my way home. I was a searcher the times of my life when I've run away, not always knowing what I was running away from. I searched for peace, for freedom, for independence, when I told my distraught mother that I was going to university 5 hours drive away. She couldn't understand why her daughter would want to do that and would want to live so far away from her. But I needed to get away. I was searching for freedom from the family without telling her that that's what I was doing. I was searching the times that I've run away from a boyfriend, trying to understand why why I'd caught him out seeing someone else, and searching for the answers. I was a searcher when I went to India to different retreats, sat in front of the Taj Mahal, same bench as Princess Di, and wondering what was it all about, what was the meaning of my life, what was the meaning of life. So I'm sure you'll be able to relate to some of you, maybe many, if you're lucky, of these things. But because you've now got an idea of what these archetypes are about, you'll have your own stories to go through and be able to, with the help of the 5D model, see the times in your life where you've acted out of these different mindsets. I hope you've enjoyed number two in the series, and I look forward to catching up with you again in number three. All the best. Bye-bye.